in Medford.
Pushing through the market square, so many mothers sighing. News had just come over, we had 5 years left crying. News guy wept and told us Earth was really dying. Cried so much his face was wet, then I knew he was not lying. I heard telephones, opera house, favorite melodies. I saw boys, toys, electric irons and TVs. A brain hurt like a warehouse, it had no room to spare. I had to cram so many things to store everything in there. And all the fat skinny people,
listening to Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata. 5 years ago today, most of us woke up to the news that David Bowie had done the one thing we never thought he actually would do. And on the show that day in 2016, we threw away the playlist and paid tribute to Mr. Bowie with some big hits and some near misses from the catalog. And we're going to do the same thing today. So stick around. It's going to be a time of celebration, retrospect, but mostly just some good old-fashioned kooky fun. But we're going to get things started first with a simple plea from the big man.
Control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. 3, 2, 1.
check ignition, and may God's love be with you.
Awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mummy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go, but her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools if they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those gay men go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look.
is there life on Mars?
Tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million hordes, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog and clown. But the film is a sad thing more, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's a freaky show. Take a look at the life on
1980's Scary Monsters and Super Creeps, that was Ashes to Ashes. And that song would have, at the time, the most expensive music video ever made, with costs just north of $500,000 American. And what's more, the album opened up new possibilities of commercial success for Bowie, which he would further prove 2 years later in 1983's Let's Dance. The single version of the title track you just heard, the album version, is considerably longer. And sandwiched in between was Space Oddity and Life on Mars from Space Oddity and Hunky Dory, respectively. Moving right along, we're going to have some live Bowie. It's going to be him singing with Arcade Fire and two songs from the concert for New York City, which I will discuss after the break. But starting it all off will be Bowie doing yet another cover from his, at the time, maligned, but I think worthy of, you know, better review, his covers album, Pinups. And this is going to be him covering The Who. He covers The Who twice on this album, so high was his regard for them. And he was also Pete Townsend's younger brother's babysitter, and now you know. And this is going to be played on the vinyl of Pinups. It's actually the first vinyl of Bowie's I believe I purchased. It was at Trade Roots in Amherst Center, rest in peace. And there's a lovely note on the back from Bowie. It says that these songs are among my favorites from the 64-67 period of London. Most of the groups were playing the Ricky Tock, Was It You, Amy? Scene, Club Circuit, Marquee, Eel Pie, Island, La La, Some Are Still With Us. And after he lists the original artists, at the end he says, Love on ya, Bowie. And I just love this version of the Who. It's actually The Who's first major single. And that guitar just comes in. It sounds like a tea kettle going off. You can hear it. Just give it a listen.
Cold. Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag, so we bought a pack of cigarettes, Mrs. Wagner's pies, and walked off to look for America. Kathy, I said, as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces, she said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy. I said, be careful, his bow tie is really a camera. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. She said, we smoked the last one an hour ago. So I gazed at the scenery, she read her magazine, and the moon rose over an open field. Kathy, I'm lost, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty and aching, and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. They've all come to look for America. All come to look for America.
Hi friends, hi fellow New Yorkers. I particularly like to say hello to the folks from my local ladder. You know where you are. It's I must say it's an absolute privilege to play for you tonight.
One, two, three, four.
You made me mean. I drink all the time for a lover. That is a fact. Yes, we're lovers, and that is that. Oh, nothing will keep us together. Be there forever and ever. We can be heroes just for one day.
together. We can be them forever and ever. We can be heroes just for one day.
Of course, that was Heroes, and before that was a cover of Simon and Garfunkel's America from their 1969, I want to say, album Bookends, and that is from the Concert for New York Live album, a benefit concert put together in the immediate aftermath of the September 11th attacks, spearheaded by Paul McCartney. And I remember watching that show live on the air, and it was my first exposure to David Bowie. And The Who also played that show, and it was my first major exposure to them. I'd, of course, heard them, like, on classic rock radio and all that, but I was 13 at the time. Wait, no, 14. 15. 15 But hey, 15 is a good age to get into Bowie. In fact, some would say it's the optimal age. I don't know if I would, but many would say that. We also had in there David Bowie and Arcade Fire with Wake Up from the Live at Fashion Rocks EP. And we started off with the vinyl straight from my crates, David Bowie singing I Can't Explain from Pinups. And now we're going to be moving into later era Bowie, a overlooked era of Bowie. But first, it's a legally mandated PSA.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others, and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
As we ease into the show's final turn, we're going to look at Bowie in this century, and we're going to have some songs from 3 of the 4 albums he released after the year 2000. We're going to have a song that I really do love from 2003's Reality, and a song from his final album, Black Star, which was released 2 days before his death. But we're going to start off with a song, the lead single from The Next Day, his quote-unquote comeback album, that just came out of nowhere and surprised and thrilled us all. We hoped the tour would be in the offing, but alas, it was not to be. But still, here is David Bowie asking the hard questions.
Had to get the train from Potsdamer Platz. You never knew that I could do that. Just walking the day. Sitting in the jungle, remember the Strasbourg. A man lost in time near Cardiff. Just walking the dead. Some people Crosspers and Brooker. Fingers are crossed just in case. Walking the dead. As long as there's me, rich girl, suffer me. I've got no enemies. I'm walking down. It's nothing to me. It's nothing to see. If I'll never see the English evergreens I'm running to, it's nothing to me. It's nothing to see. I'm dying to push their backs against the grain and fool them all again and again. I'm trying to. We bitches tear our magazines, those oligarchs with foaming mouths call now and then. Don't believe for just 1 second I'm forgetting you. I'm trying. Survival sex on a stretching tails to necks. I'm falling down. It's nothing to me. It's nothing to see. If I'll never see the English evergreens I'm running to, it's nothing to me. It's nothing to see. me. All you gave for free. I gave nothing in return, and there's little left of me. All the days of my life, all the days of my life, all the days I owe you. In red light pain,
Reality, that's Days. And before that, we had Dollar Days from Black Star and Where Are We Now from The Next Day. And that'll do it for us here on Great Songs But Nothing Good in WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata. Thank you for tuning in on this Bowie remembrance. And we are going to close with a song that has a particular resonance with me, because after Bowie died in 2016, two things happened with this song. Number one, my friends chose it as a recessional when they got married, and a wedding I DJ'd, you know, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, the whole bit, you know, contact me. And also it became a sort of theme song in the 2016 Bernie Sanders campaign, which, you know, which spoke to me. Anyway, here it is. Tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different. Look out.